Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. Great morning to you. It is another Thankful Thursday, June 4th, 2015. You have tuned into Couch Conversations. This show is an outreach of Blessed and Know It Ministries, virtual ministry for virtually everybody. Always available to you via our website, BakiMinistries.wix.com/Baki. Follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus, Vine. We are all across the world wide web, spreading the reality that your life is worth living and living out loud. I'm your host, Rev J, and of course, what? I'm excited that you tuned in today on this wonderful, thankful Thursday. If you've been following us, you know that we're doing our special countdown to our 300th episode, and we're building up, and in building up to that 300th episode, we felt it was important for us to discuss the why. Why is it important that we've been doing this since 2011? Why is it important that we remain consistent? Why is it important that we maintain our direction on empowerment and ministry and coaching? Why are these things important? And so in order to figure why the big picture is important, you kind of have to know something about the players in the picture. And so I had to really do what I tell you guys to do. I had to do some mirror time. I had to do some reflection. I had to spend some time with myself and see, you know, really what is the root cause. And, you know, when I say your life is worth living and living out loud, it's because a period of time, well, I didn't know that. I didn't know that my life was worth living. I didn't really have that self-value and that self-worth as an individual. I was in some really dark places based upon, you know, choices of myself, and got really bad one time. It got so bad that I spent about 4 hours having a conversation for a bottle of aspirin one day. It scared me to think that the conversation would win, like the aspirin would win, and that I would just end life as I knew it, or at least attempt to end the life that I was given. And so from that day forth, that was a major turning point in my life, where I decided, you know what, you're either going to live and, like, experience everything that life has to offer, or you're going to live without limits, or you're not going to live at all. You're just going to exist. And I decided that was important for me, not only for me to break free of the just existing, but to really be who I was called to be. Because when you know at a young age that there's more out there, there's greater for you, and there's higher for you to achieve, little things build up. And you're like, wait, I have a bigger picture, but little things just keep building and building and compounding. And what happens with the little things, they become bigger things. And if you don't address them, they'll definitely address you. You'll end up having conversations with inanimate objects, and do some self-harming behavior. Maybe you have swing from addiction to addiction, whatever you do to self-medicate and not deal with that situation, you'll start to do the other things. And so I decided that wasn't the best plan. Let me try one more day. And sometimes that's all we can do is just try one more day. Let me just get through today, because tomorrow has to be better. Let me get through tomorrow. Okay, I made it through this. Let me get through this. And once you start building up day by day, for some of us, hour by hour, because pressures of life, let's just be real, really out there. And it's not really the best system. If you don't have a bunch of family tree and you're trying, you decide that you are the rose that's going to grow out of concrete, the opposition of the concrete is constantly there, and you're just saying, hey, I just want my season. I just want to grow that you can overcome. Despite the fact that you feel abandoned, you feel neglected, or you feel some type of way about your current situation, it will not always, and there will be a season, there will be a time where you will be able to blossom and to bloom and to be at your peak performance, but you got to hold on until you get there. You got to hope for that. You got to be optimistic. You got to pour yourself out sometimes in order for that dream or that vision, that goal is inside you to live. And so you have to be willing to face whatever concrete forces come at you, because concrete is solid. And it appears unmovable, but on occasion you will notice that the concrete will wear down through the persistence of the rose, or the grass, or the weeds. It will wear, at age and time, will wear that concrete down, and those barriers that were once in front of you and seemed insurmountable are no longer insurmountable, but they are achievable. But they will break free when you are willing to break through. And in order to break through, you've got to be real with yourself. You've got to come to yourself and decide, do I want to be made whole, or do I just want to be known as a person with infirmity? Do I want to push, or do I just want life to keep having me blow in the wind? It's always a choice. It is, and you need to start choosing you, because your choice determines your direction, and your direction determines your altitude, and your altitude and your attitude coincide. And we want the very best for each other, and we want the very best for you, because we've seen the alternatives. Like, we've seen the psych wards, and we've seen the prison cells, and we've seen the young teenagers on the psychiatric drugs, because people aren't dealing with them, and they're not dealing with issues, and they're throwing stuff under the carpet, and no one's saying, hey, life is worth living and living out loud. And this is how you can move from having a conversation with a bottle of aspirin to walking in your purpose. No, it's not easy. No, every day is not sunshiny. Just yesterday, I was talking to my coworker. I said, I'm going to start a business selling umbrellas. He's like, what? I was like, yep, I'm going to do that. And I was like, I would like you to go in that business with me. He's like, selling umbrellas? There's plenty of umbrella companies out there. I was like, but ours would be different, because into every life a little rain must fall, and you got to be ready to weather that storm. You got to be ready to be shielded from some things. And I don't think that we in this go-go-go society are at a place where we're just willing to share our umbrella with somebody just so they can make it next step, or they can make it to the next season. We're so caught up in what I'm doing, what my business is doing, what my company is doing, what my little family is doing, and we're not noticing that we're losing people daily. We are losing family members. We're losing communities on a consistent and regular basis. We're losing pastors. We're losing great people because no one shielded them, and we just kept allowing people to get wet and to get soaked and to get touched, and allowed the negativity to pour down on them, thinking that, oh, that's Superman, he can handle it, she can handle it, and they could not equipped to handle it. They were not ready, and all they needed was one more person to come back with an umbrella and shield them spiritually, emotionally, whatever, listen to them, be there for them, be the support that they needed just for a moment, because that's what happens when you have those moments. Our mind thinks all sorts of things and goes off in all sorts of directions in a moment. And we were so, in a moment, we make these bad choices, or we make these lasting choices off of temporary situations, not realizing that the situation is not meant to break us, but the situation is meant for us to break through. It's meant for us to break free. It's meant for us to push past. Everything that's negative in your life is not meant to kill you. It's not meant to destroy you. Some of the negativity is meant to build you up and strengthen you. I was talking to a personal trainer yesterday, and he's like, I was explaining to him that my daughter had a torn muscle, and he's like, that's one of the best things for a young athlete, because you know what's going to happen is that it's going to come back stronger. It's just going to be able to do more. I was like, but getting there, the process of getting there and having to go to physical therapy and have to face the option and maybe there'll have to be surgery, it's the getting there that causes people to give up and want to give in and want to throw in the towel, want to do things before they're supposed to. And he's like, I understand all of that, but just know it's part of the process. And the process is what's going to make her better. And I was like, wow, as it is in the natural, so it is in the spiritual. As it is anything any opposition that you face, you can decide, oh, my gosh, am I going to allow the weight of this to crush me? Or am I going to learn how to bench press this too? Meaning, am I going to push it up off of me and remove it from me and use this, you know, as my training so that I can be stronger? And I talked about muscle tearing before to build or rebuild themselves and come back stronger. But when it came down to my child, I wasn't really realizing, oh, there could be a benefit in here for her dance career or her cheerleading career. There is a greater purpose in all of this. And so I appreciate that when someone could come and give me that perspective, put me under his umbrella for that moment and shield me from my own emotions and feelings, and I'm the mom and yada, yada, yada that I wanted to go through. And he was like, hey, let's look at it this way. Come under my umbrella and listen to this. And I'm like, wow, thank you. Because if you get caught out in an emotional storm, your emotions will have you rocking and reeling in a situation you could have been grounded in. Your emotions will lead you in places that you could have been stabilized. But again, we don't want to share our umbrella with people. We don't want to let people in. We don't want to have people close to us. We want to deal with people through Facebook and social media and hide behind a status and all of that. And that's not how we were designed to be. We were designed to be part of a group, part of a pack, part of a village, part of a community. And the thing is, when one person in the community suffers, the whole community is suffering. So if you're choosing to leave your seniors out there to suffer, then your whole community is suffering. If you're choosing to leave your youth out there, your whole community is suffering. If you are choosing to leave the generation out there to figure it out on their own, like, all right, I have to care for my seniors, I have to care for my children, I'm stuck in the middle, and that's also a very sad and bad place to be. To feel alone and isolated when you are constantly surrounded by people is one of the worst tools and tricks of the enemy ever, because we are not meant for isolation. The Bible says it is not good for man to be alone. If you are left to the devices, you come up with some stuff. And not all of it is good. Not all of it is right. And not all of it leads you in the right direction. You have to have someone who you are accountable to. You have to have someone who you're looking up to. You have to have some other people who you are training and pouring into. And all of this has to go on at the same time in your cycle and circle and spiral of life, because it keeps you grounded and keeps you balanced, and you find that you have that feng shui that you're looking for, or you have that homeostasis that your body is craving, your mind is craving, and you understand, like, wow, there is a bigger picture to all things when you start putting the pieces of the puzzle together. And so why are we doing this? Why do we continue to do this? Because someone needs to know this is only one chapter in your story, honey. And, yeah, this may be one of the grittiest, grimiest, low chapters ever, but it's not your end. Because, see, at the end of that night, I was talking to the bottle of aspirin. I made some sort of public declaration, and I stuck to it, and it's been 17, 16? It's been 16 years now. I'm not going to have any more conversations like this. I'm not going to be talking to a bottle of aspirin and have it talk back to me. I'm not even going to let my mind go any place like that. I'm not going to get so down and so dreary that I choose to talk to an inanimate object over talk to the people who are around me, who are in my circle. And I wasn't in a lonely place from a standpoint of people were not around. I was in a lonely, isolated place because I hit that woe is me, no one understands, this can't be all there is to life, I'm so tired of this. I chose to dwell on those negative emotions rather than to look up and to look out and really start to trust people with me, because at that time I was so, like, emotionally damaged and I couldn't take one more person, because I really thought that I would have a conversation with Aspen. I don't even know if you've ever been there, and I don't know what you're going to think about this during the replay or during the live broadcast, but at this moment it doesn't matter, because I know right now that I'm not the only person that's ever contemplated trying to get control in your life, and the control that you seek is to end your life or to attempt to end your life. And you're not telling people, you're not letting people in, and you're not giving proper clues so people can help you. You're not even opening the door to let someone else say, hey, are you okay? What's really going on? Why are you, you know, pushing people away? Why are you giving yourself away? Maybe I've noticed some changes in your behavior, and instead of responding with sarcasm, you actually have a real conversation of what's really going on. And, of course, life coaches can help. And, of course, you know, I would love for this to be an opportunity for someone to say, you know what, I really would like to team up with you. Fine, that's all fine and good. But if at any point in time you just open up and say, hey, I need to talk to someone, I help NOW, and I'm willing to do what I have to do to get that help. I'm willing to see all the fragmented pieces of me and see what my life mosaic can be. Because you decide that, like, it's a day by day commitment. It didn't happen overnight. I mean, it didn't, and I wasn't letting people in. And I wasn't real open and honest about a lot of things during that period of my life. But one thing that I knew that I couldn't quit because I had so much potential inside of me. I couldn't give up because I was fragmented. I couldn't give up because I was heartbroken. I couldn't give up because I'd been betrayed. I couldn't give up because I didn't have my comfort that I normally have or my go-to people, you know, who I would normally go to. I couldn't give up. And so even now, when I'm faced with situations, like other people are like, wow, how are you doing it? Because I told myself, we're not giving up. Lost a whole lot along the way, but we're not giving up. Pushed a whole lot of people away purposely, but we're not giving up. Cut off some associates, some friends, some enemies, but we're not giving up. Moved away from every comfort that I had, but we're not giving up. Lost some very near and dear family members and friends, but we're not giving up. And so when we say your life is worth living and living out loud, it's because that's what I've practiced. That's what I've accomplished. You know, some of the foundation that I stand on, that there have been some very dark and dreary days, but I choose not to focus on that. I have a greater future ahead of me. Even with all the awards and the accolades and the attention and, you know, being a published author and being a poet and all the other titles I could put out there, I still have greater to achieve. So guess what? I'm not giving up. I still have dreams inside of me, so I'm not giving up. And, of course, I still have children to raise, so I'm definitely not giving up at this stage in my life. But I want you to know that this show is built out of passion, on the foundation of passion, because we've been through so much in the journey called life, and we're not quitting, we're not giving up, we're not giving in, we're not yielding. The winds have come, the rains have come, the storms have come, and we are constantly building off this umbrella system that I talked about. And so when you see the umbrellas hit Facebook and hit social media, be like, yep, she said that was coming. See, I can't give up because there are things and tools that we all need as reminders. We need to know that, hey, things are okay. They're not perfect. They're not wonderful. They're not peachy, but they're okay. And it can get better, and it will get better. But there are some things that we're going to have to put in place. There are some tools and some stuff that has to be fortified, and there's some truths that have to be spoken. You've got to get to a place where you're real with yourself and you hold yourself accountable for the role that you played in your life getting to where it is right now, because you had a role to play in it. Yeah, so if we go back to that one night about, 16 years ago, I had a role that I played in it. I was out of order. I was out of position. I thought I was grown. I was doing things and leading that life that, you know, oh, you're in your 20s. Go live it up. I was living it. I was out further away from my safe realities, further away from the foundation that I was raised on, all of that. And so that was the role I played in that. And so I had to hold myself accountable but not hold myself down at the same time with my story. It is what it is. I wasn't the only person that had a role to play in it. And so I had to see where I allowed the wrong people in. And when you do self-evaluation, you got to at least be real with yourself so that you can move forward. This isn't the time to be sitting there having another pity party and crying day after day, week after week. Give yourself about 3 days and then resurrect from that situation, because resurrection power is within you. The mindset to resurrect is within you, and you've got to turn that switch for yourself. And again, it's not easy. It's not overnight, and there are no quick fixes, because before we get into quicksand, there was warning signs, and now we have to backtrack mentally and see, where were those warning signs? What really happened? How could this have been prevented? And sometimes the situations we're in could not have been prevented. They were not of our own doing. But the choice now is ours. What am I going to do with this? What am I going to do now that I'm crippled? What am I going to do now that I'm maimed? What am I going to do now that I've been abandoned? What am I going to do now? The choice is always yours. What am I going to do now? And when you decide what to do with your now, your life will look better. And you can hear stuff like on couch conversations, and you're like, she's right. That does resonate with me. That does make sense. And at any and all times, you can definitely fact check everything that we're saying, because we make sure to do the research before we speak so that we know that we're standing on solid foundation and we're not sharing our testimony, but we're sharing stories of other people who have achieved in this gift called life or who have valued this gift called life. It's because we've looked at that struggle, we've looked at that person's rise, and we've looked at their oppositions and things of that nature, and we want to make sure that we're giving you examples and positive voices so that you're living your life the best that you can. At any time, it's a choice, it's an option, and it's up to you. And so that's how we get our excitement. And for every Tuesday and Thursday morning, the opportunity to speak to you and speak through my life experience and speak through situations that were painful and had me feeling some sort of way. But then something happened and clicked and power came out of nowhere and opportunity was knocking and I was in a position of being prepared for it. For years, I get into these preparation seasons, and every time my preparation is met with my expectation. And so I'm excited because I have so much expectation for my gift called life, and I'm so, like, I'm in the background preparing constantly, trying to make sure my A's are lined up with my B's and B's lined up with C's and I's are dotted and T's are crossed. And when I speak, it's empowering, to say the least. And I stand on that, and I'm proud of that, to have that legacy. And when I get the feedback from people on Facebook and I get the feedback in my inbox, like, oh, my gosh, today's show really hit home, and I appreciate that. That only further fuels me and lets me know that my journey was not in vain. My tears, my sleepless nights, my happiness, my joy, all that was not in vain because it helped somebody else. The household I was raised in by my grandmother, she says something constantly. She's like, if I can just help somebody along the way. And then not only did she say it, but she went on and actually did it. And she made sure that we had that, those values inside of us growing up, that, hey, it's okay for you to have something, but if you really have nothing if you're not giving something away. Does that make sense? It does. Okay. And so that's another gift. Like, if I have it, if I have any sorts of tools that help in life, I'm trying to give them away. If I have any sorts of talent in life, I'm trying to give something away, because the blessing isn't in me hoarding and having and holding on to, ooh, look what I can do. I can do this, and not helping someone else along the way. So if it's about volunteering or interning or helping somebody else in their situation or being in the background and letting somebody else star shine, I can do that. Not a problem. But I also want to encourage others to do that, because only together. Even with technical difficulties, I'm excited, because that means, to me, it means that what we're saying is so powerful that the line can't hold it. It means it's so powerful, so great, that it can't be held back. And I'm going to continue to push forward in this. And my pushing forward is so you can push forward as well. No, right now, everything is not ideal and peachy and wonderful and rainbows and butterflies. But right now, even if you're in a cocoon situation, on the other side of that cocoon, you have wings and you can fly above the situation that you were just crawling through. So even now, if you're in a desolate and dreary place, just know that there's over 294 episodes of hope and optimism, and someone believes in you and someone's in your corner because someone was once in mine. Just know that your life is worth living, and it's not worth continuing to talk to inanimate objects and make plans to end your gift of life, but it's worth it to live your life out loud and make plans to live your life. It's worth it to get up today and come from underneath the covers and not talk yourself into a deeper depressed state, to come poke your head out and see what the world is offering you and see what you have to offer to the world. It's worth it to know that there is a leader inside of you that has been cultivated through your life experiences, and your experiences is what's making you stronger and wiser and better able to handle whatever else is going to come down the pipeline of life. And where you are now is not the end of your story. It is just one chapter. It is one snippet. It's one piece of the puzzle of you. that you are an overcomer, you are an achiever, you are a leader in your own right. You've got to keep pushing forward. You've got to keep plowing through. You've got to keep praying and pushing and possess inside of you that inner power and walk through it and talk through it. And instead of talking to inanimate objects, talk to real life people who've been somewhere. Don't keep talking to the same negative people who aren't going anywhere, who are sitting around part of the sidewalk society, just sitting around talking about what they should have and could have done. What you can do is take back your life and start squeezing it for all the juice that it has inside of it. What you can do is take your pain and your pressure and apply that to something positive. Apply that to something worthwhile. Apply that to something fulfilling and live your life. What you can do is get a new group of friends or a new circle or a new mindset, at least at the minimum. Get a new mindset, as in to go away from what has been normal, has been down and desolate and had you in despair, and replace all of that with something positive and something promising and something lasting that will hold you and sustain you and will help you leave a legacy for future generations so that they can stand on your shoulders, stand on what you build and build something greater, because each one can reach one, and you are here to make a difference, not just in your life, but in the lives of someone else, if not multiple someone else's around you. And you can do it based upon your life experience, based upon what you've been through, and because you went through it. It doesn't stop you. It doesn't define you. It doesn't make you. You are a wonderful entity, uniquely created and crafted for this season, this time, this millennia, to be that voice in the wilderness telling other people that you can make it too. And so if nothing else, as we have couch conversations, as you're sitting down and getting comfortable with the truth, know that your life is worth living and living out loud. Know that you have purpose. There's a reason that your fingerprints are so unique and your mindset and your dreams are different than those around you, because you were uniquely crafted to be a part of the family and the friendship and the coworkers and the situation that you're in. You are uniquely crafted to handle the winds and the turbulence that have come your way so that you can turn that mess into a message. You can turn that trial and that test. You can turn all of that other stuff around in your life, but you've got to be truthful with you, wherever they may be in your life, and piecing stuff back together. And no, it won't look like one complete picture. It'll be a whole other type of picture, and it'll be beautiful. But you've got to welcome yourself back to your life and take some control and, you know, be accountable for what you've done. And get out the people who don't need to be there. And it may be hard and difficult and strange and weird all at the same time, but it's worth it because you are worth it. You as the individual, you as the wherever you are, you're just worth it. And so we'll keep bringing these shows, and we'll keep empowering, and we'll keep pouring in 300, 400, 500 episodes, and we're going to keep going until the message just spreads like a wild ripple effect, that your life is worth living and living out loud. Stop being controlled and confined by fear and hesitation and doubt and the past, and move towards your future, even if it's at a turtle's pace. Okay? Well, I'm your host, Rev Jane. I'm glad that you tuned in this weekend. Why? Because I said so. And it's going to be whatever you call it to be as well. So y'all have a great weekend, and I'll be back on Tuesday, and we'll have all sorts of special guests to help us count down to our 300th episode. As always, may the God of peace rest, rule, and abide with you. Y'all have a great weekend. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.